And yes, in a more general way, reflections about, you know, the FWBO. So what am I going to say now about the FWBO? Coming, of course, to my second topic. Having said enough about me, perhaps more than enough, all right, let me come on to the subject of the FWBO. Well, I know that here present are some very old, experienced order members. I know that there are some bright, new, young order members. I know there are bright, new, young mitras. And I believe there are some friends also who are as yet not mitras. So in a way, you're quite a mixed bunch. So I thought I'd talk about, you know, something quite general and also something which is perhaps not so well known as I once thought it was. And sometimes one gets little surprises. Sometimes one assumes that people know certain things, that is, know within the movement, and it turns out that in fact they don't know those things. It may be the four of this or the six of that, or it may be something quite different, or it may be about something that happened in the past, or even something that happened in my own life which I thought everybody knew about, but it transpires that they don't. Yeah? So I was under the impression until a few weeks ago that probably everybody in the movement had heard about what I call the six distinctive emphases of the FWBO. But rather to my surprise, quite a few of the people I questioned hadn't heard about them at all. And a few said, well, they thought that they had heard me talking about them a few years ago, but they couldn't be quite sure. So I thought, well, perhaps I should say something this evening about these six distinctive features of the FWBO. So even if you have perhaps heard about them before, you won't mind hearing about them again. And perhaps I shall be able to make some points in connection with some of them at least, which nobody has heard before, to the best of my knowledge and recollection. So what are these six distinctive features of the FWBO? Before I start with the first one, there's something I have to make clear, and that is that they are distinctive emphases that differentiate the FWBO from other Buddhist movements, both those of the past and those of the present. But though they differentiate the FWBO from other Buddhist movements, they are not the only features of the FWBO. The FWBO has a very great deal in common with the rest of the Buddhist world, both past and present. The FWBO is very much a Buddhist movement, and it shares with the rest of the Buddhist world. It shares with all the schools, all the traditions, the basic features, the basic characteristics, the general features, the general characteristics of all Buddhist schools and traditions, especially with regards to teachings. Like the rest of the Buddhist world, we study, we try to practice the Four Noble Truths, the Noble Eightfold Path. Then there's the Pratitya-samutpada. There's the six or the ten paramitas. There are the four Sangrahavastus, about which we heard this morning. There are the paramitas. A host of other teachings which we share with the rest of the Buddhist world and which are at the same time very much a part of the FWBO. We share a preoccupation with sila, with ethics. We share various meditation practices. As you know very well, in all our centres we teach the mindfulness of breathing, we teach the metta bhavana, These are practices which are found all over the Buddhist world. We have these practices in common with many other parts of the Buddhist world. And then, of course, there are the teachings about wisdom, about prajna, about shunyata, about anatma. We share these also with the rest of the Buddhist world. So the FWBO has a very great deal in common with the rest of the Buddhist world. At the same time, it has its own distinctive features or characteristics, and it's about these that I'm going to speak briefly this evening.